the second job that I ever got when I moved to Baltimore was as a university admissions counselor. I was at the time like in my mid-20s, and it was like this new exciting thing. When you're an admissions counselor, you get to like travel to different places, you get to meet a lot of new people. This was my second like professional position, so like I felt like very grown up and special. And I was, you know, like really excited about this job. And one of the perks as an admissions counselor is that you get to go to school at a heavily discounted rate. So I was like, oh, grad school, perfect. So I start taking classes on campus and I encounter another student, a guy who I thought was really cute. And this is probably saying a lot. I don't remember very much about like his personality. or like what, you know, when we met, like what our interaction was, but I was like, he's cute. He had glasses and this like salt and pepper beard. And I was like into it and he was flirting. And so we decided to go on a date. So I go on a date with this guy. Now I'm in my mid twenties. He invites me back to his parents' house, which I didn't think anything about at the time. I'm not someone who like requires like super fancy dinner or something very expensive. I can chill and chat with anybody anywhere. So I didn't think a lot about it. We go to his house and, again, I don't remember a whole lot, but it was not special. It was, you know, mid at best. I was not like really feeling the conversation. I wasn't having a good time. And at some point he wants me to like go upstairs and sit on his bed. Sir, we are not doing that. you know, like I'm not having a good time on the couch. We're not doing anything else. But he wasn't like horrible. I just like didn't, you know, I wasn't having a good time. So he wasn't disrespectful or rude or anything, but I ended up leaving, you know, very shortly after that. Cause I was just like, you know, this is not going anywhere. I'm not having fun. And so I went home. We didn't talk anymore after that. We didn't, you know, just try to go on another date, nothing else. We just, you know, both kind of moved on. So fast forward, like maybe 6 or 7 years later, I'm looking to buy a house here in Baltimore. A part of the process for home buying for me was that, you know, I would find something. If I really, really liked it, I would try and talk to the neighbors to see like what they thought about the neighborhood, if they enjoyed it, if they liked it. And that's exactly what I did, you know, when I was looking to buy a house. So I find this one house, it's newly renovated, brand new appliances, brand new roof. And it just happened to be the cheapest house that I had looked at to that date. And so I go through my normal routine of like, you know, talking to the neighbors and seeing what they think about the neighborhood and all that sort of thing. And I encountered this really sweet older couple, super welcoming, very friendly. They like, you know, tell me about their experience. They've been in the neighborhood for like more than 30 years. You know, they're like real chill, real nice. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm sold. Like I definitely want this house. I end up putting in an offer and getting accepted and I move in. So I've, you know, now moved into my house that I love. And one day, like very shortly after, I'm like either leaving, maybe I was going into my house and my neighbors like wave me over. And so I go over and they end up inviting me inside. So I go in and sit down and chat for a little bit. So not very long after that, lo and behold, she calls her son to come downstairs. And who is her son but this guy that I got on a date with that I did not care for. Now, I cannot assume that I know what her intentions were. I don't want to project anything onto her. I've never spoken to her about this. But I think she was trying to set us up. So she, after she tells him to come downstairs, none the wiser, of course, she has him walk me 3 doors down the alley to my house, which it's not dark. My alley is not like it's real, you know, it's simple. It's not like a sketchy alley or anything like that. No, it's like a regular walk down the street. It's broad daylight. It's not dangerous at all. But she has him walk me down the street to my house. And we have a very awkward conversation about how, and I don't know if you remember before that, but I reminded him, like, yeah, we went out and I didn't enjoy it very much. So he, you know, we get back to my house, I go inside, and I still live in that house. I still love my neighbors, but I see him regularly now. And it's gotten to the point where it's not like, you know, it's kind of like not a thing anymore. We acknowledge one another, you know, I'll wave at him, he'll wave at me, but that's as far as it goes. And it's just like a mildly awkward interaction that I have on occasion, and that's it, and that's all.